streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, definitely in the building. And tonight, we got a great, great guest, and the great guest is the champ himself, Roy Jones Jr., be in the building tonight. And we just want to wish him a happy birthday and very honored to have the champ on tonight on his birthday. So it's a pleasure and honor to have the champ on tonight. So stay tuned. In a few minutes, we're going to bring the champ in. And I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to go in the green room for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. Couple more minutes, we'll have our main man, Roy Jones Jr., on the air. And like I say, man, it's an honor to have Roy on the air today, and today is his birthday. So A lot of people going to be calling in, wishing Roy a happy birthday and speaking to him about his upcoming fight, February the 17th, next month. And, man, this is a true blessing to have my boy Roy on the air. So while Roy is getting ready to come on the air, we're going to play another tune, and we're going to keep you moving forward. Thank everybody for their support. Here we go.
Yeah, born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vans Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. It's only natural that you heads, they be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen burst, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Sore from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the trade. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. On the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars. Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, yo, I'm at the door. When I hit, I'm gon' star.
I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we back in the building, and the wait is definitely over. We finna bring in my main man, Roy Jones Jr. in the house, and once again, we want to wish him a happy birthday. Honored to have him on the show, so we finna bring him in. Hey, hey, Roy, you're in the building, man. How you doing?
Hey, Rob, I'm good, man. How you doing? Thanks for the happy birthday shout-out, man. Thanks for everything you're doing, brother. How you feeling?
Oh, man, just honored to have you on the show, man. I'm glad that you took time to let the fans know, no matter what's happening, you're still in the building, man. So let's talk about this fight coming up, Roy, February the 17th, man. Let your fans know what's up.
Yeah, February 17th, I got this bare-knuckle guy by the name of Bobby Gunn up in Wilmington, Delaware. A pretty tough competitor, pretty strong guy, no good chin, but you know, they say you kill the body, the head to die, so you got to do what you got to do to get him out of there. And, you know, I'm looking to do what I got to do, whether it's 12 rounds or whether it's a quick knockout or however they got to go. You know, I got to do what I got to do because I know he's been asking for some time now. And I'm one of them kind of guys that, you know, I'm old school. You ask for it, you can get it. I ain't never ran for nobody. So I don't believe in ducking and dodging.
Oh,
if you want it, you can get it.
That's what time it is, Roy, man. And everybody, man, been just saying, tell you, man, happy birthday, and tell you, you know, good fight coming up, man, and your fans everywhere been sending us messages, man. And just want to speak on Magic for a minute, Roy, because you and Magic worked together on that first song and VHS tape I played of yours back in the old days. You know, speak on that song.
Yeah.
One of the greatest
man.
Anthems ever been played in the game.
I believe it's the best fight anthem ever been played in the game. Mr. Magic was a real soldier. You know, I mean, rest in peace, Mr. Magic, but that was one of the best dudes ever that I ever came across in the rap game. He was a guy who would go out and get ideas, come back, bring them to him, and we'd bump heads with him, and we figure out a way to come up with something that works, and sometimes he'd come out with something that was really good. Sometimes I would come up with something that was really good. He came with the I Smoke, I Drink concept. I told him that was a hit. He didn't believe me, and it happened that way. Then I told him about the Can't Be Touched anthem, and that's still going at 107 million views right now, I think, on YouTube. And it's like, it was just so phenomenal, man. And a lot of people didn't want to believe it when it first happened because I boxed for a living. They're like, how can I? You know, most of the time, a superstar in sports can't cross over to the rap game and do anything, you know, really, really good. I mean, Shaq did it, and, you know, a few have done it, but we usually don't have as much success as that record turned out to have. And that just turned out to be a beautiful record. You know, Mr. Magic, like I said, one of the best I've worked with in the business. And I just can't, you know, thank God enough for blessing me with the opportunity to come across with a person like Mr. Magic. And I just want to thank everybody, all the fans out there, for wishing me a happy birthday today. I thank you all who worry about my safety and my, you know, way of living, but I just want y'all all to know that God always has me first, so I don't worry about myself. I just live life, and you guys have to learn to do the same. We can't worry about the failures or the possibilities of failing. We have to think more about the possibilities of success and what could happen if you are successful. So we thought about failure all the time. Sometimes we never try to do things that will lead us to success because we're afraid of failure. You can't win if you're afraid to lose.
That's right. The bottom line, Roy, man. And also, Roy, you got some fans that was calling in tonight, and I'm going to start going to them because I know you're a busy man and it's your birthday tonight. So I'm going to click on the first fan for you. Last four digits is 7344. Hey, you're in the building. Would you like to ask Roy a question?
Yeah, Roy, Mr. Jones, I just want to say happy birthday to you, firstly. And
thank you, my brother.
You're welcome. And I remember 1984, and I know you're moving forward. I know you moved on. And I was just a 14-year-old kid, and I watched you just absolutely just take the whole world by storm with the way you fought and the passion that you displayed. And I have a wife. She happens to be Korean, and I keep teasing
okay.
her. I go,
oh,
you
said,
I go,
speaking,
I,
we're speaking 1988 at the Olympics.
Oh, 1988. Right. I was 18 years old. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm a little older, but
yeah.
I remember I was
yeah.
like, oh my God, that guy was so fast and furious. And, and I was like, I always tease my wife now. I go, you know, you robbed my boy, right? So
I
keep saying, you got to apologize. We got to apologize because he deserves that. And to me, you will always
you,
be the gold medalist, man. You got the gold. And I just wanted mm-hmm. to always wanted to tell you that, you know, I appreciated that. So how have you moved on from that? Like
well,
I know you were probably
yeah.
very angry, right?
Yeah, you take things and you have to realize that only the faith in God allows you to move from things like that. And in that
mm-hmm.
instance, God took a failure or a bad situation that people would have written down as a failure and used it to be one of the best things, best things ever happened to me in my career because so many people, including you and your wife, remember me now because of what happened to me on that particular night and the way that I conducted myself after that happened. So sometimes, you know, we always take negative things and say, oh, this is so bad. Or sometimes, you know, if you just have faith in God, so bad can try to be I think it'd be terrifically wonderful, and that's how that worked out, because it made people want to pay attention to what I did after that.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you. Nice talking
hey,
to
may
you.
All right.
Yeah, hey, continued success. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, thank you for calling in, my man, and just stay on hold. The line is long, so I'm going to keep clicking for Roy. So you just hang on the line and keep listening. Thanks for calling in, Vader.
Sure. Great.
All right. We got another one calling in, Roy. Let me click them on. Hey, hey, Derek, how you doing, man? You got Roy on the line, man. You would like to ask him something and wish him happy birthday?
What's up, Roy? Happy B-Day, brother.
Hey, what's up, brother? Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
All right, man. So,
yeah.
So, and I got a question. I'm just calling in so you might answer this. But what has life been like after the big stage and spot for you?
Say it one more time.
As far as how has life been after the life of primetime boxing for you?
Well, it's been good, man, because of the mark that I made. It's always so good, and I thank God for giving me the opportunity to make the mark that I made, because had I not made the mark that I made, then it would be probably not as good now. But because I did so many things, so many big things, and made so much of a ruffle in the game, it's like such a great feeling to be able to sit back and live off of that, knowing that you really impacted the game in a way that people want to be like you for the rest of their life in boxing. So that's a great thing to me, a great feeling to me, and so it's like I just love it. So it's been really good for me.
Okay, awesome. So that, one more question, man. I run a community outreach program called Gym International, and what we try to do is inspire, help kids to dream, and teach them how to create from that, those experiences. So if you could be talking to a group of kids right now about the importance of their dreams, the importance of inspiration, then dreaming, and then creating, what would you say?
Well, it's like faith is the thought of things hoped for, not seen. Therefore, when you have a dream, if you got faith in God first, that teaches you how to be a dreamer and how to have dreams. When you have faith in God, know that somebody got you no matter what, that gives you your first part of hope, your first part of having a dream. Next thing is, if you want to be something, you have to see it. And the way we use to see things is in a dream or we daydream about it. When you daydream about being successful, then you eventually start to have that play over and over and over in your head again. And my style of boxing, I tell people all the time, yeah, I was an entertainer who loved to win, who brought my way to fight the best fighter because that's what I stood for. But Floyd Mayweather is a perfect example of a guy who speaks and talks things into existence, because all he started talking about was money, Mayweather, money, Mayweather, money, Mayweather. And now look how much money he made. I made more money than anybody's ever made on one particular night in any field of sport. Unbelievable. So that goes to tell you that you have to first have a dream. Once you get that dream, you have to speak it into existence and believe in it. And once you do that, the sky's the limit.
There you go. Awesome. Well, yeah, I appreciate the counsel, man. Once again, happy birthday, and I will be passing it to the kids down here in sunny Arizona.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Thanks, Derek, for calling in, my man, and wishing the champ happy birthday. And
yes, stay
on the line with us. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to go to my lovely wife and queen that want to talk to Roy and wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, I'm right here. Happy birthday, Roy.
And thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to
thank
have you.
You
on the show. Thank you for taking your time away from your birthday and probably your family to spend a few minutes with us and in the world as you, you know, share a little bit about yourself with all your fans, and as you have many. One question that I wanted to ask, you know, 9-time world boxing champion.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing is that? And then in multiple weight classes, is it 4 weight classes or 5?
Yes, ma'am, 4.
4. How does
yes,
that
ma'am.
Make you feel to know that you're that man, that guy?
Well, what makes me feel like that, I was in boxing for my own particular reason as well. Everybody has their own motives and their goals and their dreams in life. My dream was to be the best. And to be the best, to me, you have to fight the best. So I was a guy who always wanted to challenge myself. If those are guys they thought could beat me, I'm going to find him. If I can't find him, then I'm going to find the next biggest guy. That's how I found myself going all the way up to the heavyweight division, because from middleweight on up, nobody could seem to do anything with me. So I said, well, go spot a guy 35 pounds and fight him. And that's exactly what I did. So just the fact that I was able to do that makes me feel really good, because the biggest thing they want to say about Roy Jones thing when it's over, but Roy Jones ducked and died. Nothing. As a matter of fact, Roy Jones went looking for a bear with a little stick. So he didn't care. He took his little stick and went, he'll fight anybody. He never cared, never gave a care who it was, how big he was, how fast, slow, or strong he was. It didn't matter. So, you know, that's what I want to be remembered by, and that's what I will go down as. I fought him all. I didn't care.
Right. And you had your mentor, one of your mentors was Muhammad Ali. Is that correct?
Yes, it was.
So, and you went on tours, some tours with him and different things. I'm sure you learned, obviously, the best and that, you know, I'm the champ from
well,
him and got that attitude.
Yeah, that's how I learned how to be the entertainer that I learned to be and how to stand up for what I believe in. So with doing that, that taught me how to be a whole different man in the sport of boxing, because I didn't come in and follow the blueprint that everybody else was doing. I came in and made my own way. And I started doing things my own way. I was the first one to start matching gloves with trunks and shoes. You know, I did things totally different. Met the man, Red Man, brought me to the boxing ring once. You know, I would do all types of things. First person to ever take rap music into Radio City Music Hall. You know, there's so many different things that I did. And Muhammad Ali was the one who inspired me to go do different and bigger and better things than what the normal people do. Because you have to be abnormal if you want people to respect you and to recognize you. If you go do normal things, then people are going to look at it like it's something normal. But if you go do abnormal things, then people will give you a whole different era of respect or aroma of respect, because people look at you totally different when you can do different.
Right. And you did more than just boxing. You became a sports analyst, a boxing promoter, a rapper. You have your own record label, and on. So truly honored to have you on our show and have you as inspiration to all of us to never give up and to widen your horizons to not just one thing, but to go after your passion, because I know that singing deep down is one of your passions.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Hey, we
thank
appreciate
you.
Well,
that, Roy.
I know that there is a whole list of callers waiting to wish you happy birthday, so I'm going to go ahead and let Rob bring some more of them on.
Okay.
Thank you so
all
much.
All right,
thank
Roy.
You.
The line is long, yeah. Baby, so we're going to keep clicking for mm-hmm. you know. I'm going to click
yeah.
on the last four digits is 1509. You're on the air.
What's going on, everybody? Uncle Rob, Mr.
Okay,
and Mr.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
All right. Thank you, brother.
How you doing?
Oh, not
I'm
too
good.
Bad.
How you
just
doing?
Living life. Oh, just living life, man. I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to catch you, you know, at the beginning of your segment, but it's good to hear
thank
what you,
you
had to say at the end.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Out, my man. Appreciate you calling in, bro. And I'm going to keep the line rolling because this line is long for Roy. You just hold on there, okay, nephew?
Oh, no doubt, huh?
Okay. All right, we got my man coming up, Mac. What's good,
the
Mac?
The champ is here.
And
the
you know it.
The champ is here.
And
hey,
you
man,
know
happy
it.
Birthday. This is the great Roy Jones, man. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, man, and let you know, man, we really appreciate what you've been doing for the sport of boxing and everything as far as just building and creating situations, man, and different venues for yourself, man. It's just nothing but love, man. We really appreciate you being on the show. Rob and Lucinda,
hey, thank
man,
you,
my
brother.
Mentors. I look up to them, man. All
right.
And when they told me you was on the show, I just had to call in, man, and say the champ is here.
Hey, thank you, brother. I really appreciate that, man. Good looking out. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Good job, brother, man.
All
you
right,
enjoy
Mac.
Yourself,
we
man.
Appreciate
good luck on your next fight, you know what I mean? And
right.
Bring that bill home for us, all right?
You know it.
No
all
doubt.
Right,
can't wait
man.
To see
thank
the fight.
You,
I'm
going
to be rooting for you. It's going down. I
right.
love you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
I love you too, man. Stay on the air, baby.
Okay, for sure.
All right, we're going to keep this thing moving. We got the last four digits, 3784. If you'd like to say something to the champ, you're on the air.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, Roy. Just wanted to call in.
Hey, thank
say
you,
happy
brother.
Birthday
man.
To you.
And congratulations on a beautiful career that you've had. And, man, one thing I love about you, man, you never bow down to anyone. You took every challenge
never spoke
like a man,
that's
no matter what the outcome was.
And that's what I think, and that's what I think a man's supposed to, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You've definitely been an inspiration to me. I have one question for you, if you could, and I don't want to hold the line up too long. Can you give a quick synopsis of boxing and life?
Boxing and life?
Yes. How boxing in the ring and your challenges, everything you've gone through, how it, parallels with life.
Yeah, boxing is the best, one of the best things, the best sports, the best anything outside of life that you can use to relate to life with, because in boxing, you do get knocked down, and you do have to get back up. And they always tell us that even in boxing, you know, you go through hard times, that's what they consider getting knocked down most of the time. When things don't go your way, or you having to fail at something, they call that getting knocked down in life. In boxing, getting knocked down, you actually get knocked down on your behind. And you might get up that time, and you might not. But still, when you get up right away, or when you get up after that, you still have to get up and get back at it. You can't just stay down. And a perfect example of that is, and I'm not saying this to sort of shade on nobody, but I feel kind of sorry for Ms. Ronda Rousey last fight out because she got knocked down, but she stayed out a whole year. And it's like riding a motorcycle. When you get knocked down, you got to get back up and get back on that motorcycle, or you may never ride one again. The longer you stay off, the more timid you get afraid, you get about riding a motorcycle. So it's like boxing, the same thing. It teaches you discipline, and it teaches you that when you get knocked down, you have to get up. But it also teaches you a lot of other things outside of that. You know, you can't go in and overpower everybody. You have to use your head. Sometimes an ounce of knowledge is better than a ton of muscle or bronze. And, you know, just a lot of little things that you learn about boxing that you can relate to life. So boxing has been very, very good for me, taught me about discipline, taught me how to discipline myself, and taught me how to have respect for other people. It just teaches you a lot of things, you know. And it's hard to find another sport that is so direct as far as parallel to life.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
All right,
hey,
thanks for calling
luck.
In, my friend.
All right, thank you.
All right, and hang on the line for a minute as well.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right. All right, Roy, we steady rolling. This is our homegirl from down in Texas, been rolling with us a long time. Hey, girlfriend, you on the air to wish Roy happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, happy birthday.
Yeah, Roy.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yeah, I was so excited that you were going to be on with Rob and Lucinda. I've been following them since they have just done so many great things, helping the hopeless. And they've inspired me so. And so I wanted to make sure I called and just said happy birthday to you and thank you for what you do. And I don't really watch boxing a whole lot, but when I've seen you, I really like the way he handles himself and how you compose yourself and how you articulate to the media and just carry yourself like a real champion, you know, not just because you can fight so well, just because you know who you are. And I really appreciate
that
about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
welcome. Thank you. All right.
Thanks for calling in, girlfriend, down from Texas for my homeboy, Roy.
All right. And
yes,
thank you guys for letting me.
Yes. All right, Roy. I just want to get back to the thing, man, and let the people know what to expect on February the 17th, because every time you say something, man, and I've been following you for years, you're always about your business, man. So let them know what the business is, Roy.
But the business is, you know, Roy has gotten older. Yes, he has, but he's still the entertainer. He's still the fastest dude in boxing. So on February 17th, he'll fight a pretty tough character in this bare knuckle guy, Bobby Gunn. He's 72-0 in bare knuckles with 72 knockouts. So he's not a rookie. He's a tough competitor. I'm looking forward to going to boxing ring, taking him to where I live, and show him how to do what I do. And so when I come out, you know, it is what it is. I'll stay ready as always, and I look forward to a challenge. I love nothing more than a challenge. And this time I'm looking for a challenge. And because they got a WBL belt on the line, I definitely expect to be high octane that night.
My man, and that's what's happening, Roy. And how has the birthday been, Roy, since the day kicked in for you as another blessed day for your birthday. How's it been, brother?
The birthday was a very beautiful day, man. I just thank God for these 48 years that I've been here, man. And couldn't ask for a better situation. Couldn't have asked to be in a better situation. And through all the ups and downs in life, I just thank God for everything he ever gave me, ever blessed me with, every opportunity he ever gave me. To be the WBA heavyweight champ of the world once in my lifetime. This is from a kid who went to the Olympics as a junior middleweight. It's almost a miracle, you know. And I was watching a show on TV tonight with the guys talking about, I forgot what's the name of the show, but he was talking about God and all different religions and all, and how we had to believe in miracles and all, you know. And it's just, for me to become heavyweight champ of the world is one of those miracles that only God could have blessed me with, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm just always thankful, man, and even on my birthday, it reminds me of how thankful and how blessed I've been. So I thank God for every day that I've had here and every other day that I may have, and if I didn't have another day, I feel he gave me so much that I could have nothing to be ashamed of, you know?
My man, I appreciate that, Roy.
My birthday.
The line is steady lighting up, Roy. We got another one for you in the building. Hold tight, bro. We're going to go to our last four digits, 7223. You're on the air. 7223, you're on the building.
Hey, Rob. It's Abby, Estrella, me and Angie just listening. Wanted to show our love. And thank you guys for all the support and everything that you guys do for the community. Happy birthday to the champ.
Hey, thank you, ma'am.
We appreciate it. Yeah, that's our girl Gab, Roy. She supports us down here in Arizona with our homeless feed program and toy drive program and backpack drive. She's a good home girl, you know.
That's wonderful. And it's always great to have, man. It's always like it's always very uplifting and inspirational to hear people like that, because those are the type of people that remind you of the things that we all should try to do in life, and that what we should all stand for. Our goal in life should always be to try to help others do better or to help the less fortunate. You know, and if we can't do that, then what good do God to bless us?
Absolutely.
No doubt. And thank you for calling in, Gab. We got another one rolling through. And we got another one. The last four digits is 4742.
Hello, hello.
In there.
How you doing,
yes,
champ?
Sir.
Happy birthday. God bless.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Definitely give a shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Rob and Lucinda Boy. It's your boy, the original DJ Jay White. Just once again, give you a happy birthday and God, you know, God bless you.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
Thanks
I appreciate
for calling
it. Thank
in.
You so much for that.
You're welcome. You have a very blessed birthday.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right. What?
Man, we rolling up in here tonight, Roy. So let's get to the body head music, Roy. You know what I mean? That's when I first started loving it after I started seeing you boxing, and then you came with the body head on me, and your team shot me that video back in the 90s, man. I mean, tell them your love for this music, man, because I think the love of the music and boxing go hand in hand like a left and right shoe. Is that correct, Roy?
Yeah, they do go hand in hand just like a left and right shoe, and the reason is because the boxing, you got to do it. The music, you can tell them about it. But to have a person that can tell you about it and do it, that's just out of this world, and that's what makes it so fascinating for me, because music is a form of expression just as fighting is, but music, most people talk about doing things, but you know, they'll never. A lot of them never get an opportunity to do things that they talk about doing. When you can talk about doing it and you can do it, that makes you completely out of this world. So for me, I can completely do it and talk about it. And to be able to talk about it on a rap song and do it, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So that's why I love music.
My man, Roy, you know what I'm saying? So what's on the horizon, Roy, you know what I mean? I see you got the body head back in effect again, and I've been – Will, since Will reached out to me and put all that in my ear. So tell the world about what's next for Body Head.
Yeah, we're working on that Body Head Banger Volume 2 right now. We should be through that by March or April. So y'all can go ahead and get your feet ready to get back in action again. We're going to get back in the saddle with that Body Head Banger Volume 2, and it'll be time to go again, you know?
That's what the deal is, Roy, man. Well, champ, we ain't going to hold you no longer, man. I just want to say, man, it's an honor to be working with you, man. And thanks for the shout-out when you was here in Arizona with the Streets Don't Love You Back, like I said. And me and my wife had the honor of meeting you finally after all them years. And we look forward to working
man,
with you and Will, man, on a lot
of
things,
right,
music and so on, Roy. So you have a blessed night, man. And Will.
Y'all do the same.
Do you have anything
to
say, Will?
No,
you
I just want to let the fans know.
Out?
I just want to let the fans know, Roy fans, Body Head Entertainment fans, that we back, man, and, you know, just be there for us. You know, we're going to do a deal like always.
That's all we ask.
Hey, that's what the business is, man. And Streets Don't
all
Love
right.
You Back, man. We honored to be working with Roy and Will. So, hey, man, you finished that birthday out with your family, and much love to your wife and the kids. And we looking forward to that fight, Roy, February 17th. Roy, back in the building, y'all. Have a blessed night, you and Will.
Thank y'all. Y'all do the same.
All right. Have a good one. All right.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Roy.
All right, big boy.
All right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we had our main man, Roy, on the line tonight, and we're going to go to Derek. He's still on the line, and we're going to ask him what he thought about the interview, and we're going to go to a nephew and them. So we're going to go to my man right quick. What's up with you, Derek?
Okay. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Been, man.
Hey, I see y'all killing out here, man. I mean, I wanted to say how honored I am to even know y'all, first off. You know what I mean? People who are actually doing the work. You know, so that's a it's a blessing just to know y'all. And thank you for introducing me or giving me time to talk to Mr. Jones. What I got from it is that this brother here has been a career of taking blows, okay? And he had no problem, you know, giving jewels to people, you know, taking a lifetime of abuse. I don't care if you're getting paid for it or not. You're still getting shit. Some blows still hurt, you know. However, if somebody asked him a question about helping or giving more information that could help, he had a plethora of information, which you can tell it comes from who he is. So it was an honor to be able to be on the line to listen to him, you know. So thanks, guys, for inviting me to listen. It was a blessing. And I know more about that gentleman than I, you know, figured at first.
Hey,
you know,
I
was going to ask him, you know, what gets you through the down times, but I thought that would be a stupid question to ask because he always has God and he's always so positive. So, you know, I guess that answers my own questions, you know, to stay positive, to know that you can succeed and to put God in your life first. And so I didn't ask him, but,
yeah,
you know, he's
no
a very
doubt.
Positive person.
Yeah. He definitely.
So we definitely
reference.
Honored to have Roy.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you hold on, Derek. I'm gonna go to my next guy on here, and you just hold tight for me.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. We're gonna go to last four digits 7461. You on the air 7461? Last four digits. What's good, baby?
Robbie,
how you feel, man? You just, hey, what's up, lad? You know, you just miss Roy, man.
Man, you know what? I looked at the time, man. I was tuned in. It was funny is I was listening to Floyd Mayweather on the first tape, and I lost track of time, man.
Right.
Honestly, God,
it's all
truth,
good,
man.
Though.
I caught.
Man, right, it's
I
all good because you can go back. You can go back in the archive and listen to the show after we get through with the show, and my wife will repost it, and people can listen to Roy's interview after we get through with the segment tonight, man. But I just want to thank you as well, Larry, for all your support from day one, man, with the Streets Don't Love You Back organization and for rocking with us on our toy drives, our backpack drives, homeless feed, and all the things that you rock with us on, man. So we appreciate that. You feel me?
You know, I was just thinking about you too, Larry, because I mentioned to Roy, because he used to be with Muhammad Ali a lot and tour with him and stuff, and that's how he got a lot of mentorship you know, and the courage and the I'm the champ and all the positive. And I thought of you because, you know, and maybe you could share a little bit about your if you want to right now, share with us what you shared at our intervention class and your interactions, the last interactions with Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, because you was with Muhammad Ali all the way up till he passed. So let's talk about that, Larry.
Man, it was actually just it was actually a spiritual moment just being with somebody on that magnitude, and just connected with them spiritually because he couldn't talk, and our spirits basically connected with one another and felt each other's wavelength, and felt that we were on the same wavelength. And he kind of remind me of who I am today, man. And he just shared the level of, you know, fighting. The word fight, you can't even describe that when you mention his name or what he went through on the last days of his life, man. And talking about a true fighter and a true champ, and you know, the best ever. You know, not only to do it in the ring, but outside of the ring and on his last days of living, man. So. Blessings of just being around that man, and what, you know, I got from his spirit was this, you know, words can't even describe it. And I'm actually living, I'm living through that right now in my own way.
That's beautiful, yeah. Larry.
And trying to be the person that I can be.
Yeah.
And to others as well.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we've watched you grow and change, and we see greatness within you, and we know that you're achieving your goals, and we know that you're gonna continue succeeding. So, you know, we're proud to have you, you know, working with us as well.
No doubt, man.
So you hang on for a minute, Larry, and don't hang up.
Okay.
Yeah. Stay right there. All right, we're going to go over to my man, Mac Attack. Mac, you in the building, baby. What's good?
Oh, my apologies, Unc. I had to get my phone off mute, man, because we all in the same room listening to the interview. Just super excited, ecstatic, man. Like I said, all I want to do really is just call in and say the champ was here, man. You know, because you got to understand, this is somebody that continue to go up in different weight classes and still be successful. You know, somebody that would shoot a game of hoop and then go fight a boxing match. And, you know, that's like super, super crazy, man. So, like, I'm a huge Roy Jones fan, man. So just to hear his voice, and it sucked that I didn't get a chance to meet him when he was here. I wish I could have been at that event when he was here, man, to actually touch his hand and give him a hug, man, because he's definitely one of the great ones. And, man, like, I was just so excited to just hear his voice. I just wanted to say the chap was here. You know what I mean? So I appreciate him coming on to the show. And like I say, man, and big up to Larry. What's up, Larry? That's my guy, man. I love Larry, man. Big up to the Arizona
Without
Scorpio.
Without a doubt, man.
Yeah.
But you already know. You already know, Mac. You know what I mean? This, you'll get a chance to meet Roy because we're finna do that music together with Roy, you and Will. So you're going to meet him. And like I say, man, what people fail to realize, man, we done went into 2017, man, all the way to a whole nother level of the game. You know, as soon as Roy win this next fight, we back in the studio,
well,
Body Head Music. You dig what I'm saying? So we on point with everything, man. And I want to give a hey, that's
goodness.
Your people in there. You might want to tell them to slow down, Mac, because I can't hear.
Okay, my apologies, man. Like I say, man, you got to think we all in the room, man, super excited, you know what I mean? Everybody on their phone calling
Okay, man.
And I definitely look forward to the future, you know, and looking forward to opportunities to, you know, hopefully get a chance to work with the music situation with Roy and things of that nature, man.
Oh, that's coming, man. That's coming, without a doubt. Yeah, everything is in the makings. And you keep doing your thing, man. We're going to put you on hold for a minute, and we're going to keep going down this line with everybody, man, you know.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to a commercial, and I'm going to come back to everybody because we got to feed the family over here. So I got to go to the commercial break, okay? So I'll be right back in the building with everybody. Hold tight.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? for my peeps. Check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you. They don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Because the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love
yeah,
if
yeah.
you want
this track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway, Ricky Ross. Jeff Step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is just I gotta go and get a bit. Got get caught up in moves. Shit, I'm grown and started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone when we born? We all.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we definitely back in the building tonight, you know, and we want to just say happy birthday again to my main man Roy Jones Jr. And I want to give a big shout out. You know what I mean, to the DOC, you know, Charles Ryan over there and Karen Hellman. And I want to give a big shout-out to Senator Steve Smith, Senator Kathleen Miranda. Give a big shout-out to Mayor Kristen Price. And boom, all our programs start in the prison system this month. And we just want to thank everybody, man, who rocked with us, man, all the community leaders, all the political leaders, and all the soldiers, man, that supports us in all kind of ways, you know what I'm saying, with helping with our organization, all the donations that we receive all year round, you know. And I want to give a big shout-out to my nephew, his birthday on the same day as Roy Jones Jr., my nephew Preston Goodman, you dig what I'm saying, Holly and Mike Goodman's son. So we want to give a big shout-out to nephew as well, man. you know, a lot of people, you know, don't do their research before they make moves in the game, man. When you make big moves in the game and you want to deal with the Streets Don't Love Your Back organization, you need to hit that link, man, streetsdontloveyourback.com, because we do this thing for real, man. You know, this ain't nothing that we get paid to do, you know. This is a passionate thing from the life I came from, gang banging, street life, and then my wife telling her part of the game where we helping young men and women move forward and making great decisions in their life and making great choices in their life where they can do the right thing. So we done went through it all, man, in these straight 8 years. You know what I mean? We done seen people go and come and fall off. You dig what I'm saying? But it's never stopped me and my wife or detoured us from what our passion was. And our passion was to help people. And like I tell any and everybody, at the end of your life, God ain't caring about your money. He ain't caring about your house, what kind of car you drive, because he the one gave that to you. He caring about what is you doing to move his people forward. What are you doing to help other people, man? That is the whole key of the game, man. You can have all the money in the world and be a lonely, ridiculous individual, and nobody won't even be bothered with you. You dig me? So let's just keep this thing real, man. Going into 2017, want to get my man over there, Derek, you know what I mean, his support over there and his camp, man, Genesis International. We want to give y'all much love at the work y'all doing in the community, and we look forward to working with y'all in this 2017 and beyond. Just like I told Derek, you know, I'm a type of individual, I like to build relationships because relationships is bigger than money to me. I had plenty of that. It's about relationships, because if your relationship right with people, you can lose all your money. You can always make that call and get you some money, man. But if that relationship ain't bad, you can't call nothing and get nothing, man. So that's truly the key to any game, man, building relationships with people and doing the right thing out here, man. So with that being said, man, I'm going to give everybody their last words on the air, and I'm going to go to our homegirl, Yolanda, down in Texas, who's been supporting me and my wife from day one, all the way from Texas. She's been rocking with us 8 strong years, man. So I'm going to bring Yolanda in to say her last words.
Oh, well,
hey, Yolanda,
you,
you're back in the building.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I'm just so happy for you and Lucinda, and you guys are really reaching out. I mean, every little pebble you throw in the brook is really spreading, and I'm just so happy to be here for you, and any way I can help, you know, I'm big on the social media, you know, being a writer, and you're right, and it's the connection, and it's the relationship, building authentic relationships, not fake relationships, authentic, because you can call somebody up and say, hey, I need you to get on this show and talk to this guy, or I need you, hey, my friend needs $25, I said, where to send it to, you know, and they won't question you, because they know what you do is for real, and they know when I reach out to help someone or reach out to be a part of something, it's the truth. You know, because you never know who you touch just by being yourself, regardless of where you came from. You know, and I just thought when you did, I'm like, it takes a big man to walk away from that type of a lifestyle where I'm sure you could have fallen back in and made all the money you ever wanted. But you said, no, this is not for me. I got to help somebody. I got to bring somebody up. And that really inspired me and still inspires me. So I'm just happy to travel along with you guys.
Hey, we're happy to have you. And like Rob said, she's been with us since we first started our radio show back in 2009. She was a guest, and she'd come on and listen and support us. And I know throughout the years, you know, she's listening off and on and supporting us on social network. And that's what it's about. It's people that stick with you, you know, through the thick and thin. They watch you grow. They watch you through the hard times, but they also watch you, you know, continue on and not quit. And those are the people that we appreciate too. You know, people that keep you in prayer and people that hold you up, you know, when you need it. And absolutely right what you said about Rob. You know, and for anybody that's ever, ever, ever been in the street selling drugs and had to give it up or gave it up because you chose to, you know that that's the hardest thing to do, because the money's there. The money's real, but it's not worth it. And so to walk away from that is not easy. To walk away from that when that's all you've done and you don't have a job, you don't have a trade, you don't have a skill or an education, you know, you have a lot of street smarts, you have the hustle, you were the boss, you have all that. But when you walk away from that, it's hard. And we went through that. And I've watched Rob grow and achieve and succeed. And it's been the hardest thing nobody will ever understand. Thank you. Thank you so much for all your support.
And thank you again, Sister Yolanda. You know, you've been rocking with us, man. And we got relationships built up all over the country. And that's what I'm so proud of, is that when I finally walked away from the game, you know what I'm saying? Like my wife said, yeah, that was the hardest thing for me, when I can make $400,000 or $500,000 a week and not worry about nothing and take care of my team and take care of my family. You know what I'm saying? That's major.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Phone up and tell your people you need this, that, and the other, and it's there like clockwork. But, I walked away from all that to do the work I do with helping these young kids and helping people, because as you remember, Yolanda, both of my sons had fell victim to the streets as well when my oldest son did 17 years in prison, you know what I mean, for the murder case, and then my youngest son did time, you know, so... my oldest son, 39 years old, and the youngest one is 29 years old. So, you know, your kids follow what you do in the game, and they followed me and got caught up, man. So I had to walk away eventually, because there's probably more going to follow, you know. So thank you again, Yolanda.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much, and have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go down the line. We're going to go back to my man Derek and say his last few words. Hey,
yes,
hey, Derek, you back in the building, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to say, for some odd reason, this year God has put on my heart to actually find a wife, and that's kind of weird because just last year, I'm like, nah, that's not me right now, because I'm too focused on doing the community work. However, what I've been able to notice is that I have a new definition of what a power couple is. Because, you know, TV might say, you know, if you're like an actor or actress and y'all get together and y'all make a lot of money, that y'all a power couple, or business moguls. You know, however, you two guys have effectively joined in union to actually help and do what's real. You know what I mean? Like, make great ground doing this. Fearlessly. I'm talking about, no matter where they put y'all at, y'all doing it. If y'all in the hood, if y'all in the prison, if y'all infinite. You know what I mean? So that gives me hope. You know what I mean? Because I thought I would have to section off my community work from my personal life. However, I see that's not necessarily the case. So I want to say thank you guys for letting me witness what's possible. You know what I mean? I'm a young community outreach program and runs a lot of bumps. Rob, your counsel has been more helpful than you probably can imagine. However, you guys give me and my team inspiration. So I just want to say thanks. You know, thanks for inviting me on the radio station to talk to Roy. You know, and thank you for everything you do in the hood.
Hey, thank you so much, my man, and we look forward to getting up with you this week, man, and speaking on how we're going to move forward this year and, like I say, and beyond, you know, because this is just about building relationships with me, you know what I'm saying? Because once I build a relationship with somebody and if they show me that they about their business, you know, we can go to a whole another level of the game, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like I say, it's about helping people if that's what you say you're about, you know? So I just want to thank you, man, for even reaching out to me and my wife and following me and my wife and seeing all the work we do. And you have to pick and choose other people you want to build relationships with, and that's how I've always been, you know? So I just want to say thank you again, my friend, and we look forward to getting with you this week and seeing how we're going to move this boat forward, okay?
Sir, yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, my friend. You enjoy your night, man. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon.
Yes. Hey, hey, nephew, you back in the building. Greg's in the house. What's good?
Oh my goodness. I'm so upset I missed the first part of the show, but it was an honor to still catch the rest of it, to hear his voice and see, you know, at least say happy birthday to him and give you guys a definite shout-out for putting together a wonderful organization that helps the community, man. Folks need to get involved. The Streets Don't Love You Back is a real organization, folks. Y'all need to wake up. It's 2017. Open your eyes. You're going to miss the bus. Trust and believe. I'm part of the team. I rock with the team. And I'll stand behind this man 100%. I stand behind the boys
100%. Ain't no mystery, man. We appreciate it too, nephew. Like I say, man, when I talked to all y'all and told all y'all what I was finna do and I was breaking away from certain things, I meant that, you know what I mean? And all who wasn't trying to hear that, you know, I left them where they was at, man, because this thing I do is serious now. You know, when I was in the life, I was serious about that, you know, but now I'm over here on the other side of the fence, you know, working with law enforcement, working with senators and working with mayors and all kind of community leaders. I mean, this is what it's about now, man. So thank you so much, my man, for crossing over with me, you know?
Oh, man, you already know. Wherever the boys go, I'm right there. I'm right there with it.
My man. So, hey,
so
you have a good night, nephew. And thanks
for
coming on the show tonight, okay?
Oh, no problem.
My man.
Not a problem at all. You folks have a good evening.
You too, nephew. All right, Mac, you back in the building, man, to say your last words.
You know, I love being in the building, man. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm extremely important. But to hear Roy Jones' voice, man, I don't get starstruck much. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to keep it real, man. That was a true blessing to talk to the king, man, somebody that's real important in the boxing field, man. It's been great. Everything
right.
He has done, music, you know, things of that nature. And like I say, man, I appreciate
right.
you and Miss Lucinda. And then I love y'all, man. You know, I appreciate everything that y'all have done for me, my kids, you know, everything, man. So like I say, I'm here for you. Whatever you need from me, you always know, man, I'm about it. You know what I mean? And,
man, I already know, man. You know.
$300,000-$400,000 a week.
We love you, too.
Killing
them. And we're watching you rise.
Killing
them. We're watching you rise.
Hey, I'm gonna keep my sword sharp, Miss Lucinda, so I gotta stay
man.
Ready. You know what I mean?
Killing them
right?
back in the day with that, man. But you know,
man,
lucky I met your wife
yeah,
and
man.
I ain't
you know
out there like that
him?
No
we're
more.
We're
gonna
kill
them
with success, right?
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do now. We're gonna go ahead and
kill
them
all.
Yeah,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said,
hey, the greatest
up.
Thing about me, nephew. The greatest thing about me, I never drank, I never smoked, or none of that. You feel me? I was always about the money, man. So that's what separated me from a lot of them other cats that was out there doing
exactly.
what they do, man. I was strictly about success and always wanted to do something major in my life besides be a thug and in them streets, man. But meeting my wife changed my whole life, brother. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing, and then it was more of a blessing when my mother liked it her, you know? So it was a no-brainer once Mom said she liked it her, you dig? And as everybody know, my mother has always been my knight in shining armor and my first love, you dig? So once Mother said, hey, it was all about let's get it on then, you feel me? And we've been rocking ever since I met her, man, and we never stopped, you know? So thanks, man, and I told you I was going to plug this music with Roy for us. So get ready, man. We're finna do this music with Roy and them, and we're about to take this guy to a whole nother level this year, bro. Okay?
No doubt. I'm extremely appreciative, and I appreciate you both. All right, man. I love y'all, like I said, man.
Love you too.
We just gonna continue moving. All
right,
forward,
my man.
We're gonna bring her home. I love you, baby.
Oh, I already know her, homeboy. And I'm gonna come over to the studio this week too, man, and lay something down. Lay another track down this week, and we just gonna keep it moving, man. And I already sent Roy and them some of the music. So, you know, people, man, they about to wake up in a whole nother level because a lot of people don't even know I've been dealing with music 31 years with my own label. You know what I'm saying? So it's
like, man,
look at the Streets Don't Love You Back organization. We built that 8 years. I've been in the game since I was 10 years old. You know what I mean? So. Do your homework on me for real.
Hey,
so, hey,
you
man,
hey,
it's
you,
been a,
you, you
yeah.
Don't make,
you don't make American Gangster for nothing, dog. Thank God for Miss Lucinda, and she was able to, come in and help you change your life, man, and the things you do as far as mentorship with the kids and everything like that, man. It's a true blessing.
Oh, yeah, man.
See,
the best thing ever
happened
to me, guy.
No doubt, man.
Because I would either die in the street world or in the penitentiary, because the oath that was took, what I'm saying? It is what it was, man, but... God just opened my mind up, man, so I could do more, man, instead of being in the streets and always looking over my shoulders and moving with five or six guys all the time strapped up around me. So, I don't have to live that life no more, man, And I'm very happy and passionate about helping kids now, man. So, it's a true blessing, man, to meet a woman that believed in you, she believed in me from the day I met her, bro, and that's very rare that happened in the game, man, and I married 8 months later, man, and the rest is history,
See
what persistence gets you?
I'm going to keep that in mind, Miss Lucinda, I'm going to keep that in mind. So,
you got to be persistent when you want something, right?
Yeah, really.
You
gotta
keep
though.
Going for it until you get it.
Yeah, so
hey,
she convinced me to set that dough, bro. I'm loving life,
man.
So I don't have to even be in that field no more. But hey, thanks, Mac. And I'm gonna come to the studio soon, man. Probably this week, cause I had a lot of meetings this week, me and the wife, and getting a lot of things on the floor for the 2017, but I'm going to try to slide through the studio and let some down, okay?
Okay, no doubt, Unc. I love y'all, man. Y'all stay with it. All right,
I love you too,
forward.
Man.
That's
have a good night.
That's the motto, right? All right.
You know it.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right, we're going to my main man, Larry. Last but not least, you're in the building, Larry?
Rob. Yes, sir. I'm sitting right here.
What's up, man?
Hey,
yeah, go ahead and say your last piece, Larry.
I really like the show, man. I really do a lot, man. I'm proud of the both of you, man. And Lucinda, yes, you are a great woman for my man, Rob B. And Rob B, you are truly blessed to have such a woman to bring you to help you reach your highest point in life, man, outside of the streets, man, and to help people get off the streets. So it's just a blessing for both of you guys. And I'm seeing all the growth in the streets. Don't love you back, man. And since day one, I knew you was good people. But from the time I said what I said to you, and we finally made it happen, from there it's been, nothing but good memories. And
that's
And you guys just keep moving forward like you're doing. And y'all gonna have to see me in the studio too one day, man.
Yeah, we thank that, Larry, man. Hey, I'm gonna play this last song before we get off the air, Larry. And I see my boy Derek still on the line, too, so that's good, and Mac. But I recorded this song, man, in 1998, man, when I put out the You Played Yourself album. And it's a lot of people that play they self, man. And, it is what
song?
It is. When you play yourself, I don't look back. So, hey, this goes out to all my homeboys, all my homegirls, man, that anybody ever tried to play them. And I recorded this many years ago. You dig, in 1998, man, from my album You Played Yourself. And you can get that album on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere. The Boyd Records Greatest Hits album. You dig? So here we go, man. You Played Yourself, man.
Yeah. This is B.O.Y.D. and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. To the player haters, this goes out to you. No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Rex is knocking you out like Robert Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you better not run up? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your face in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break necks. You wanted out for family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, girl, you played
played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game, because everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you black stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you. Do dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself, because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them, and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird, partner. You need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface, cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as flu with those known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 no. I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them, and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Miss Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should have kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should have understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.